Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, and I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. And at 3 o'clock, we'll be saying hello to Dramini Johan Els on Something Else. And afterwards, Lukomkwedi Phuthi will be with you on Spectrum from 4 o'clock up until 6 o'clock. Gave you awesome sounds coming there from Tulima Shazi. Should I say Pastor Tulima Shazi? Tulima Shazi, and she's a poet. God has called us into different ministries, eh? Uyimbongi, if you know, wabok. Kikibuatso namar. Yeah, imbongi. These are the ones that when the president is going to give a speech or a king is coming out, and they will be praising the king and saying who the king is, you know, all of that. And so, yeah, she gave us that awesome song, He Is. I remember she was part of those who wanted to be pastors. And there was a competition about that. I forgot what was the competition. And she was on top two of those that were there. The preachers, something like preaching. Yeah, it has to do with preaching. It was on TV. And she became, I think she, did she win? Okay, I need to check that one again if she did win. But yes, she's such an inspiration. She's an author as well. She has written some books and also helped her own children write books. Can you imagine? Can you imagine? I'm so honored at this current moment in time to be talking to Pastor Donald. He is on the line. He has to tell us how is Limpopo today because Limpopo is unpredictable. We grew up knowing that at Limpopo is hot. Hi, Mara, things are changing. Yo, ha, things are changing now. Yeah, we knew that, no, you go to Limpopo, how warm utalanyana so, you know, you come back with it. But we were ready for the heat and everything that has to do with Limpopo. What was nice about Limpopo are the fruits and the vegetables that you get there, just like in Mpumalanga. But how is Limpopo today, Muruti?
Good afternoon. Good afternoon to you.
I'm good.
And the listeners of Heart to Heart. And Radio Pulpit at large. Look, today, funny enough, today it is fully cloudy. It is beautiful. The weather is worthy.
The weather is wedding. Oh my, the weather is wedding.
Yeah.
Oh, that is like really awesome. Muruti, am I on speaker?
Okay, let me just double check. I think you are on my
headphones.
Do something quick.
Yeah, if you can take me off from there so we can hear you very nicely.
Oh, yeah, because I was getting a bit of feedback as well myself. I thought it was coming from your side.
Oh, okay. Okay. If I'm off from speaker and I'm off from the headphones, I think it should be okay. If you have your phone in your hand.
How do I sound now?
Much better. Much better, Muruti. Thank you so much for talking to us this afternoon. Thank you. And I should remind Muruti that you are going to make the family to put my head on the guillotine because you call them listeners. So let's fix that. They are the family members. Yeah. Thank you, Muruti, for joining the family this afternoon. So we are talking about prophetic declarations over the festive season.
Yes.
Why now? Why now? Is it a safe time to do that now?
That's a very wonderful question. Why now? When you look into...
Okay. I think
preparations of
yes.
the festive season.
Uh-huh.
Am I still audible?
Okay. Let me do something. I think there's a sound I'm not happy with right there. So let's just fix it.
Are you with me now?
Let's fix it, Muruti. Let's just take a moment
okay.
and make sure that you sound good. We want to hear what the Lord has in store for us. Don't want to miss any of it. Let's do this.
Radio Pulpit is a family radio station committed to biblical values. For this reason, we have signed a code of conduct with the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Under the code, Radio Pulpit is committed to giving news that is accurate, comments that are fair, and programming that is not offensive, obscene, or harmful. If you feel that Radio Pulpit is not living up to that code, we encourage you to direct your complaint in writing to the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa, P.O. Box 412-365, Craig Hall 2024, or send a fax to 011-787-0280, or email to bccsa@nabsa.co.za. The Broadcasting Complaints Commission is also obtainable on their website, www.bccsa.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Radio Pulpit, where faith comes alive.
And that's where you're at. You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 22 minutes. It is just after 1 on Heart to Heart with me, Sibongile Mofokeng, with you up until 3 o'clock. I am back again with Pastor Donald King, and he's on the line with me. We are talking prophetic declarations over the festive season. So, Muruti, I was asking a question. Somebody might say, but it's too early. We are not even done with November yet. We are already declaring. So why is it important to start early with the declarations?
You would realize that we have exactly 47 days left in this year, if you look into your calendar, before the end of 2025. If you go around different companies and organizations, you realize that they are already preparing their what we call their year-end functions, which means that organizations are already ahead. And if you go into other types of organizations, they are already doing what we call their plans for 2026. So they are a year, 6 months ahead. So this is exactly the right time to start praying over what is to come. 2026, but for now we'll start with the festive season.
So, Muruti, how do we do these declarations? What do we focus on? Because it seems like there are those challenges that have been following South Africa over the years, but there are those that are coming up. Just now, I was so saddened to look at one of the newspapers. Whilst I'm on air, I just saw a report from one of the newspapers that we have lost another girl to GBV. A woman was murdered in Protea Glen and a friend wounded, taken to the hospital. And in at the beginning of this month, at the end of October, we were mourning two bodies of two young girls who were killed in Mamelodi. And it seems like the scorch is going higher and higher. It seems like it keeps on continuing. The numbers are adding to those that have already also passed on because of GBV in South Africa. There's a whole lot of things that are happening in South Africa. And I was saying to the family members of Radio Pulpit, We also hear of those that are taking their lives during this time, most of the times, especially the young generation, because of depression during this, the festive seasons, as especially those that are waiting for their matric results. That has been a concern for the organizations such as the South African Depression and Anxiety Group. And these are the things that have been following South Africa over the years. But we are saying right now, make a declaration. We know the of accidents that happen during the festive season. We know of the recklessness that takes place during the festive. We know of the loneliness that's there with the elderly as well. So how do we start with these, and how do we break them down? Because, I mean, there's a lot that's happening in our land. How do we capture the strong men?
Okay, let's start here over making the declarations over the festive season. Let's go to the Word. Let's start in the Word of God. One or two verses that we'll read. Mm-hmm. The first one, the book of Job 22, verse 28. And it reads, "And you will decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and light will shine on your ways." We're going to go to Psalm 127, verse 4, later on in the book of Genesis. Now, but I want us to take time on this verse in Job 22, verse 28, to decree. The word was that you will decree a thing, and it will be established. Now, to decree, it is to legislate, it is to announce, and it is to enforce. Is to make laws in preparation for an occurrence that is to come. So we are right on time. To announce is to proclaim or make known, and to set a direction, which means, oh, we can set a direction. It is, the word enforce is also to apply pressure, to issue an authoritative command. Okay? Then the family understands that, okay, we have the power to put pressure on the heavens. It is to release ministering angels of God to decree. It is to announce an official order that has the power to enforce God's law. Now, the family member must understand that before we get in, we get surprised like everybody else in the festive seasons because of the medals and the suicides and the bad results and the loneliness that you have mentioned and all the fatalities. God has given us a responsibility to be his mouthpiece, to speak life into the festive seasons. So now the believer has to understand that before the authority, they have a responsibility to be the mouthpiece of God into a season before the season manifests. If we do not speak, if we do not decree, another voice will come and speak and make declarations on our behalf. In fact, we can speak right now even into every publication so that these bad things do not happen, because now we have arrested the strong man from the realm of the spirit. How I wish, how I decree that all the front pages throughout the festive season will be nothing but good news. When we go to the book of Isaiah 61 from verse 1 to 4, it opens and says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good news." Which means when you open papers nowadays, if you think about it, there's hardly ever any good news. It's rare to get good news. When we listen to news bulletins, most of it is not necessarily good news. But the Bible says the Spirit of the Lord is upon the believer, because God has anointed me to speak, to proclaim, to decree, to legislate, to announce. Then I learned that, oh my God, I am the right candidate to speak life. I am the right candidate to speak order. I am the right candidate to proclaim, to decree the year of God's favor. Okay. And you're like, okay, I can speak from the word. to announce the day of the Lord's vengeance, to console all those who mourn, and to give them a crown of beautiful ashes. Okay?
Mm.
Whatsoever people have lost, God says, now I will give you the oil of joy for mourning, and a garment of praise for a spirit of despair or heaviness. Now, when we therefore understand the scriptures, we can speak to the student who has a heavy spirit because the results maybe do not go favorably to them, because now God has anointed us to speak and break the spirit of despair through the garment of praise. And you know, I love the first verse because it says, because the Lord has anointed me, the spirit is upon. It is important that before we go and proclaim and speak, that we are found in the presence of God. That is important, first and foremost. In the presence of God and in the word of God. Otherwise, we are all we will be doing is just wishing that things could be better. But a believer that stands in the presence of God and on the word of God begins to speak the mind of God into circumstances. And I'm calling the entire family, would you stand with me today to legislate? Would you stand, agree with me today to announce, to enforce, to decree, to proclaim the mind of God, the will of God, the protection of God, abundance of God? Oh, God. That is where we start.
Yeah.
That is where we start.
Yeah. But before we even do the declaration, should we know who is the strong man that we are fighting against? Well, we understand the enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And this is what he shows us up with during the festivities. Most of the, when we are supposed to be relaxing and enjoying, but there's a whole lot of things that are happening out there. When God's people should be safe, going home, you know. But there's a whole lot of things that are involved in all of that, in the middle of it all, in the midst of it all. So should we identify the strong men, or we can make a declaration and our declaration will deal with whatever principality that's the, or whatever strong man that we are dealing with?
You know the Bible says when it defines the enemy, it says he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Yes.
The mistake that the believers always make is that they are responsive. We are responsive. So we wait for something to happen and then we betray. So when you are making a prophetic declaration, you are dictating direction. You are dictating where things will land. You do not wait first for the enemy to strike because you are already losing. But when you understand the authority as a believer, you legislate. What did I say to legislate is to make laws, to put laws into practice for preparation of an occurrence that has not yet happened. So whenever we find ourselves defensive, it means we are too late. We should have propagated a word so that whatsoever the enemy might have planned, the Spirit of God has gone ahead to protect.
It has overtaken.
He has gone ahead. Now, let me quickly run to this, maybe share another verse just to guide us a bit. The book of Psalms 127 verse 4 in the New King James translation, it says, like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children or sons of one's youth. Like arrows. Now, arrows are sent ahead. When we make a declaration, the enemy can be, the target can be there. So you don't wait until you walk close enough to the situation to engage in battle. but you release an arrow before you get there. By the time you arrive in festive seasons, the enemy is dealt with. Oh, God. So no matter what the devil might have planned, you have released a prophetic word. You have released a word. You have Oh my God, you've laid hands on your children and says, Father God, this festive season, no matter what the enemy might plan, whichever direction he might be coming from, this is the declaration that I make upon my children, upon my spouse, upon my mother, upon my father, because you understand that God said, I've given you arrows. And you can release them before any circumstance even comes to land in your family, at your work, at church, on the roads. Mm. And that is what we're here to do today.
Wow. Sure, Moruti. Yeah. So this is something that we need to do way ahead. A person would ask, yeah, do we do it throughout until the end of December? How does it work? Do we only do it now, today, it's a done deal? Do we visit, go back to the Lord and say, on the 14th we said, Lord, how do we do that? And how should our declarations go? Every week, how does it go?
We have a prayer group with some of the believers that we are praying with, and we have started 3 months before. We've been going, I think we're now 4th month now.
Sure.
And then we get up every morning 4:30 before we go to work, to business, to schools. And we've seen God moving in a tremendous way that even the people that some people were just sitting at home. Even yesterday, one of the servants of the Lord who has been 6 months sitting and no employment said, "Oh, I'm going to an appointment, to an interview today before I came." I got a voice note from one woman of God, a servant of God, said, "You yesterday, it was bad at my work, and they were trying to get rid of me. Yesterday, it was not even an interview. It was a discussion. They said, what do you want to do?" And by the time she walked out, she was telling me that, no, they said, "Ooh, this is a very big Chinese company, but are you aware that you already got the job?" Now, the question is, when do we start? The right time to start is right now. How long should we go? Remember, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He has anointed me to preach. Mm. When we gather in prayer, in some sort of family, let's create family time to pray. Let's teach the children how to pray. Mm-hmm. I was impressed by one of the members, family members, who was saying that, you know, every night, you know, even when they are not at home, they have a video call, a WhatsApp call with the children, and they declare and they decree and they pray. Mm-hmm. And so one time this young boy was quoting scripture, so I'm like, oh my God, where does that come from? He said, no, it's from the group that we started declaring. We are declaring. So the right time to start is right now. How do we do it? Do it with family.
Okay.
Do it with friends. Mm. Do it with at work. I pray at work. Mm. I pray at work before we have our two. By the way, I am on the 4th largest power station in the Southern Hemisphere. Even right now, I'm speaking to you. Mm-hmm. I pray right here, lighting up South Africa, but I pray from these offices so that God can lead the nation. So everybody has a corner or a place where God has assigned them. That is exactly where you need to release your arrows from.
Okay.
How long? How long should you release? As long as the Spirit of the Lord is upon you, He will open your eyes. But I'm challenging every believer throughout the festive seasons. Let us join hands. Not a specific ministry, but let us join small groups that we are praying. We are praying over the roads.
Okay.
We are praying because sometimes, and let me just end with this. Because sometimes we concentrate so much on which ministry is doing this. It's not about a ministry. It's about the kingdom mandate.
All right, yes. Moruti. Before we pray, let's do this, and then we come back to wrap up and start the declarations with you.
Amen.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
There is no shame in feeling overwhelmed, anxious, or emotionally vulnerable. As a young person, you are going to encounter situations that will make you feel unsafe.
maybe alone or even mentally unwell. I Am Youth and the Child Protection Hotline have joined hands to provide free counseling for young people that is easily accessible. Simply send a text or SMS or call the number 076-037-6345 to talk to someone today.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
The Jesus Collective featuring Loiso Pala, Freedom. And the time is exactly 16 minutes just before 2. And at 2 o'clock, it will be the news. Do remember that after 2, I am playing your 3-song requests. So what you can do, you can just send your requests now to our WhatsApp number 082-657-2729, 082-657-2729. You can also send us an SMS to 37871. Let's do this before we talk with Pastor Donald again. Let's just do this first.
From your ear to your heart, to your mouth, to your feet. Join this life on 657 AM.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. Your daily companion.
No hassles, no frills. It's just sounds full of life on 657 AM.
We're talking to Pastor Donald King. We're talking about the prophetic declarations over the festive seasons. And I must say, I saw this man, I think it was on TikTok, who says it's important to do declarations even in your family as the festivities are approaching. And I saw him starting at the garage, like at the door of the garage, because they don't have a gate. So that's their gate. And he started declaring with his Bible, speaking the scriptures on that garage door. And then he moved into the house, went to the kitchen, to the lounge, into the bedroom. And I'm like, wow, this is amazing. And also to see a man taking the lead in that, as the husband, as the father, as the father of the house. That was just amazing to see. That was just amazing to see. And I saw you calling in, family. I tried to take your call, but I think at the time when I was taking your call, it was a little bit late. So you can call again if you'd like to talk to us before Muruti goes. You can call in on 012-334-1322. Muruti, what are your closing statements before we just make some of the declarations this afternoon?
Hold it,
Muruti, before you pick it up. Let's take a family member on the line. Hi, family. How are you?
It's just Sibongile. How are you?
I'm blessed of the Lord. Vavunkosi, how are you?
I'm blessed beyond measure. Mfundis Donald, Tininjana. Vavunkosi, I'm killing Janda. I'm just in Kosi Abusa. That's just Sibongile. I'm Sakulumanga declaration in Kumbula.
Yeah.
Unkulunkulu Mangata Ubabu Abraham.
Yeah.
Uguta declare wamshintsha from Abraham.
Yes.
Manje so Ubabu, so Abraham, you are the father of many nations.
Yeah.
Wakufanele ukuthi abantu bathi Abraham athi no, I'm father of many nations.
Yes.
No more Abraham.
Yeah.
Yebo angaboni ukuthi uya declare.
Yebo.
Ukuthi I'm father of many nations. Ngobe abantu babasambiza ngalela gama lakudala athi no, angisasuyu Abraham, I'm now Abraham. Usho kanjalo ukuthi uthi I'm now father of many nations.
Yes.
Wokhaza ukuthi kufanele si declare every day.
Yeah.
Ekuseni emini entambama kufanele sideclare. Whether uyibona, whether lento yenzekile or ayenzekanga, keep on declaring.
Yeah.
Ungayi ngokuthi hayi sengina 2 years ngideclara lento since ngayideclara ngiyideclarela
and we give up, Babu Nkosi, we give up.
Oh. 2005 loko ayenzekanga. Umuntu ayenzekanga, that was not fake.
Sure.
Yeah.
kufanele uthi yenzekile. Ifaith ayinandaba ukuthi how long does it take.
Yeah.
True, very true, yes.
Sure.
Ngiyabonga sisi.
Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Oh, God bless.
Amen.
Babu Nkosi is reminding us of when God changed the name of Abraham from Abram to Abraham. And he says he Abraham had to remind everybody to say, hey, I'm no longer Abram. When they say Abram, I'm Abraham. I am Abraham. Yeah. So from time to time, he would remind them. And that is a declaration. That was a declaration to say, I'm the father of many nations. And he says, it doesn't matter how long you declare. You keep declaring and standing in faith, looking unto Jesus, who's the author and the finisher of our faith. He says, you shouldn't say, now it's 2 years I've been declaring. It doesn't happen. Then that was not faith. That was not faith if you are going to look at it that way. But
not
we declare until it comes to pass. So there is no cut point. Thank you so much, Babu Nkosi. Muruti, your comments on that and connecting to where you wanted to start off?
You declare and you keep on declaring. Mm. I think it goes back to the question asked earlier, Ben, where do you stop?
Mm.
God is constantly changing our identity. God is constantly changing our identity. I will repeat that term. God is constantly changing our identity so that we can be relevant to where he's taking us to.
Mm.
You don't hold on to a version of yourself that is no longer relevant in what God is bringing into. And I wanted to ask a question to a family member. Because of what the earlier statement that you said, you went on TikTok and you saw a man, he was carrying the Bible, and then he was declaring and making declarations. Now, the question is, when you are quiet, family member, and not saying anything over your family, over your work, over your children, over your community, who is speaking on your behalf? You don't want to trouble anybody. But you must realize that even if you keep quiet, there are always voices that are speaking. And I can assure you they are not speaking for you. If it is not God, we see other people going, and then they are speaking over the offices, over your books, even over the books of your children. The video you saw, that's what I do. I do prophetic declaration in my yard as well. You find me 3 o'clock in the morning. Sometimes I don't even know where I'm going. And I start praying and declaring. And I'm speaking in the garden. I'm laying hands on the flowers. I'm pacing up the pavement.
Yeah.
I'm touching the walls. And that is what it must be, a lifestyle of declaration that no weapon formed against my family shall prosper.
Yes.
No weapon formed against my position at work. Not that Abanye, they don't deserve, but God, you shall protect me. Mm. That should be our lifestyle.
Mm. That should be our lifestyle. It should be something that we do. And also ask the Lord, Holy Spirit, what should I pray for about the area where we reside, right? Because I remember when he says, the word of God says, we need to pray for all in government. We need to pray for everyone.
Yes.
And it says, in the peace that is going to come through into our nations, then we will live in that peace. We will also enjoy the fruits thereof. So it's very important that we also ask the guidance of the Lord Holy Spirit. And I know, as you say, the Lord Holy Spirit uses us as those arrows that we are talking about, praying our prayers, our declarations as arrows into whatever that the Lord Holy Spirit sees at the forefront. We might not be seeing it, but he sees it all. But he sees it all. So asking the Lord Holy Spirit's guidance about our communities, our neighborhoods, our country at large as well.
Our country. Let me jump in quickly before we close. Pastor, you're speaking about the safety of the community. We live in different communities, you know. We used to have a crime in our complex that started mushrooming towards last year. And then I would be praying in my yard, and I've got a gate. It's a gated community, and I've got another gate and walls. And then as I would pray, it so happened that in the process of time, And then I became one of the directors of the complex. And then as I prayed, some directors resigned. And then now I'm the chairperson of the complex. Now look what God has done. But I was only praying. Now, we are assessing all the security cameras. We are appointing the right kind of people. Because the more you declare, God also shifts you in the position of power and influence. You might not be aware, as you are praying for against crime, against gender-based violence, against depression, God begins to anoint you sometimes to go and build a solution in different areas. That is the power of declaration. That's what God does.
That is the power of declaration. Now he places you in a place where you belong, where you have to start leading from there. So meaning that
you are the mouthpiece of God.
Of course. I'm just thinking that the Lord has been looking at that and he's like, but that's not where you belong. You have to move. You have to shift. Because now the authority upon you changes even in the spiritual realm when you're placed at the right place where you ought to be. So, God is just amazing. A greeting there from Pastor Nozipora Kolota to Pastor Donald King. She is also tuned in. Pastor Nozipora Kolota passing her greetings to you, Muruti.
Thank you so much. Greetings to you, Pastor Lawrence.
I'm just wondering if we do have enough time to take the declarations now. Should we read the news and then come back with the declarations, Muruti? Should we do it that way? Will that be fine?
Let's rush to the news and then we can return and go straight into declaration.
Okay, Muruti, thank you so much for that. Family, we are going to come back with Pastor Donald, where we are going to just do the declarations and ask you to just also prepare yourself and be with us on this. Let's declare together, pray, stand in the gap for all South Africans during the festive season, or we are declaring over the coming festive season. We are going to the news bulletin, taking us there, the Sons of Praise Peterson. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. You're on 657 AM. It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sipongile Mofokeng with you up until 3 o'clock. I'm not alone. I'm with Pastor Donald King, and we are talking about the prophetic declaration over, or declarations over, the coming festive season. And Pastor Nozipora Kolota writes and says, my pastor says it's not Satan and situations that defeat us, but it's our silence. I have noticed when she said this, I noticed that the enemy uses anything that he can to silence us. He uses anything to silence us. If we can be silent, the better. Because he knows there's power in our words. We carry life and death on our tongues. And so, so I agree with Pastor Nozipo on that. Let's hear what Masantaha has got to say to us before we declare.
Good day, family. When it comes to the issue of confession, when we confess, we're actually setting the foundation for what God is about to do. And then when the foundation is strong, the house can be built. when we speak the word of God, we don't speak the word of God if things are okay, if things are working on us, in our favor. We confess the word in order to get what God has said, in order to bring into, in order to bring the reality of the word of God in every situation.
Mm.
We actually don't have to wait for a certain time.
Mm.
We actually need to declare all the days of our life, as the Bible is saying, man had to pray always and never get tired.
Mm.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mansonta. We should pray without ceasing. We pray until we declare until. Thank you so much, Masontaha, for that. Lord, help us to never be silent, because we carry life. Power of life and death are on our tongues. Muruti, over to you with the declarations. I don't know if you have a word first before we go into the declarations.
I would say that unless we are going to declare, then make a prayer. And wherever you are, you can look into this declaration, but please continue with it wherever you are. The book of Isaiah, chapter 61, from verse 1 to 4. Study that. Okay, am I still audible?
Yeah, we still hear you, Muruti.
Oh. Okay, I can hear the ice cream truck passing in the
yeah,
background.
Yeah, the ice cream is passing for prayer. Yes, for the declarations. Yes.
The book of Isaiah 54:17 in the King James translation says, "No weapon formed against you shall prosper, and every tongue which rises against you in judgment you shall condemn." I want to make this declaration that whatever tongue has risen against you in your past or in your present times, that the word of God says that you shall condemn the tongue. There is no weapon, no situation that has been formed against you that shall prosper. When you go down, it says, "This is the heritage of the servants of God, and their righteousness is from me, says the Lord." And I want to declare to the family member that you are the righteousness of God. In the book of Isaiah 61, the Bible says that you are an oak of righteousness for the display of God's splendor. Don't go too quick over that. It says God will display his splendor on you, because he's going to build you up to be an oak of righteousness. That is your heritage. It says he will give you, may God give you beauty for ashes. May God give you a garment of praise. For those that are going to be writing examinations and they are anxious about results, may the Spirit of the Lord give you comfort. A garment of praise. We break every spirit of despair. We break every spirit of frustration over our children as a country. For those that are going through economic frustration, we break that frustration in the name of Jesus. We speak life where the enemy has stolen. May God replace it with a good report. Everything that has been destroyed, there are people here whom the Bible says that you shall rebuild ancient ruins, which means you used to be powerful, you used to be successful, you used to be abundant, but the enemy did something. We decree that as we go into this festive season, even as we go into 2026, God will give you the wisdom and the power and the anointing to rebuild and reclaim everything that the devil has stolen from you. May God create environments of favor. May God create men to remember you, those that have forgotten you. I speak also for purpose realignment. Some people have stepped away out of their purpose. May God realign you back to purpose. Sickness and disease, we break sickness and disease, and we decree divine healing on our roads, two more points. On our roads, whether it's the N1, the N2, the N3, N4, the N11, we decree that South African roads shall be guarded by the angels of God. As I pray right now, ministering angels, may you guard those that fall asleep, those that are intoxicated, those that are up to no good on our roads. We speak the mind of God and the protection of God. And finally, gender-based violence. We speak that the hand of God, the angels of the Lord, may encamp around this country and all its inhabitants throughout the festive seasons. Look, I was saying something about how many days are left in 2025, 47 days. We thank God for the 47 days that are left. For 1 month, 17 days, 6 weeks, 5 days, 1 hour, 1,128 hours that are left. The Spirit of the Lord will move to and fro our country so that when we come back in January, we'll have nothing else but a good report. Receive the declaration and continue declaring the word of the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. PDK, and I love you.
Maruti, thank you so much for ministering unto the family of Radio Pulpit. May the Lord keep keeping you and blessing you. And yes, may his hand be upon you. Can't wait to hear what the Lord has in store for us in the coming months. Moruti, for those who'd like to be in contact with you, how do we get hold of you?
I will leave my active number, ministry number with you, and I think you can share it after. Oh. Because I don't want to give the private one. There is a ministry committee number, and I will send it to you now.
Okay, but on social media platforms, are you available? Maybe we can reach you there?
On socials, it so happens that I am quite a very, very, very private man. But with my team, we are working on something that is coming and dropping in 2026, January, the first week. But for those that want to follow my private account, Donald King PDK on all social media platforms. Unfortunately, I think I'm not on Facebook, but I'm there on all other social media platforms, Donald King PDK. And that ministry number is 067-152-2125.
Okay, Moruti, that was like that was a sprint. Can we take it a little bit slow?
Okay, let's slow it down. 067 152-2125.
Thank you so much, Moruti. Have yourself a beautiful weekend. Can't wait to hear more. Thank you for impacting our lives in this manner and challenging us to start speaking. Speak up.
Yes, Lord, if God will, we'll see you at the Houghton Gospel Expo. But
yes. On the 29th, we will be there.
29th, November 2025.
Yes.
Let's go and declare the goodness of the Lord and bring the kids with camp chairs and create a different environment on this festive season.
Yes. We are actually opening up for the festive season and the 29th. Yes. Yeah. We are opening up for the festive season in a bang. Radio Pulpit will be there. So we are so grateful. Yes. Can't wait. Yeah, Utloko stage. Thank you so much. Have a blessed one.
Thank you so much. God bless.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
And that, my family, is Pastor Donald King. If you are looking for him on social media platforms, he is Donald King PDK. Donald King PDK. And his ministry number 067-152-2125. 067-152-2125. I see Sis Joyce says, good afternoon. My name is Joyce. Please play for me all my life. He has been faithful by Sissy Winans. Ah, she says, I like it. She loves that song. It ministers to her. We'll definitely do that. That is one request. So I was just going to add on to those. But yeah, Sis Joyce, Mama Joyce, I'll definitely play you that one. Before we do that, let's take the Psalms by TN, Praise and Worship, Victory in the Blood.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives in the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.